The release of millions of documents has put the tax lives of the rich and famous on full display in the biggest leak since last year's Panama Papers. This time, it's been dubbed the Paradise Papers. But the revelations about tax avoidance are just as shocking. 13.4 million documents were leaked from the Bermuda-based law firm Appleby and were published yesterday by a German newspaper and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. The documents detail some of the massive and complex systems used by the mega-rich to minimise their tax obligations. These systems detailed in the Paradise Papers allow individuals and corporations to avoid paying tax that would be levied in their own countries by hiding that money away in accounts in countries where there is little to no tax. While offshore accounts aren't in themselves illegal, they can be used to hide money that governments would tax for the provision of services. Bermuda, where the law firm Appleby was established in 1890, has a tax rate of zero for both income and corporate tax, making it an attractive destination for tax avoidance. Among those named in yesterday's publication are a number of high-profile figures, including US Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross, Australian businessman James Packer, U2 lead singer Bono, and even Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Around $17 million of the Queen's private money has been invested on her behalf in companies operating offshore, including retailer Bright House, which has been accused of exploiting poor and vulnerable families. However, there is no accusation that the Queen's estate has been investing illegally. Secretary Wilbur Ross, one of the most significant members of President Donald Trump's cabinet, responsible for a large amount of US trade policy, was found to have a financial stake in a shipping company with close ties to the family of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Some figures say that at least 8% of the world's wealth is illegally unreported, hidden away in webs of shell companies and obtuse tax systems like the ones highlighted in this latest leak. Tax havens like Bermuda are thoroughly intertwined with the world's economy, being involved in nearly 50% of all world trade. Dr. Mark Zinczak is the spokesperson for the Tax Justice Network Australia.
What we know about the level of tax evasion around the world from other research suggests that governments are being cheated out of about $500 billion by multinational corporate tax cheating and about $200 billion by individuals cheating their taxes. What's come through, though, in this latest leak out of this law firm, Appleby, is it's another example of where wealthy individuals hide their money by setting up shell companies with front directors and basically hide it offshore in these tax havens or secrecy jurisdictions, as they're known, in order for the tax authorities not to know the money that they have and to try and conceal their income. It simply shows us that the problems exposed by the Panama Papers, unfortunately, have still been ongoing, and that we still need some of these substantial reforms to take place. So while our government has taken steps to crack down on multinational corporate tax cheating and has made some progress in that space, there's still more to be done, and particularly targeting the obscenely wealthy who continue to use these mechanisms to try and cheat paying their taxes in Australia. When wealthy individuals or multinational corporations cheat paying the taxes they should be paying, it either means that governments don't have the funds to provide the services that we would want for our society, so whether that be things like schools, universities, adequately resourced hospitals, aged care, mental health services, all these things pretty much rely on government revenue overwhelmingly. So either those services are not as well funded, or alternatively, the rest of us paying more in our taxes to cover up for what gets cheated by those who aren't paying their taxes as they should.